So let's review. The Mishnah teaches, HaMechanis Mo'iz V'Oma Harei Elu L'Shikli. If someone was collecting coins for his Machsa Shekel and stated Harei Olai L'Shikli, these are from a Machsa Shekel. And then he sees that he has collected too many coins. B'Shami Oimrim, Ma'isru Nedava, the surplus goes towards purchasing voluntary kabbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. B'Shal Oimrim, Ma'isru Chulin, the surplus is not considered hektish, and the person may use it for his personal use. Avi Mehen L'Shikli. If when he started collecting the coins, he stipulated that he will bring the hektish from these coins, then all agree that the extra money is chulin and not hektish. Eilu l'chatasi. If one collecting coins stated that these coins are for his karban chatas, all agree that the extra monies go to nedava. Shi'avi mehen l'chatasi. If one worded his pledge that he will bring from these funds for his chatas, then all agree that the surplus is chulin and not hektish. Why is there a difference between the shekel and the chatas? Amrim Shimon, Shal Shkalim Yeshlim Kitzva, L'chatas in Kitzva. Since Shkalim have a fixed amount, if one collected more than his amount, it is clearly a mistake and would not become hektish according to Beis Hillel. As opposed to a chatas, where each person brings a carbon of a different amount, we assume that the person collecting the coins had a mind to sanctify whatever amount he had collected. Buda questions the point that the shekel has a fixed amount, citing all of the changes that the shekel went through throughout the various historical periods. Reb Shimon replied that while the value of the shekel might have changed, however, all Yidden always gave the same amount, as opposed to the chatas, where this amount varies from person to person. The Gemara now clarifies that the machlekes of the Mishnah was where one collects coins a few at a time. However, if one took a handful of coins all at once, then there is a different din. Rav Yesi holds that all would agree that in such a case the surplus is nedava, whereas Rav Chia and Rav Bibi hold that in this case, all would agree that the extra monies are chulin. The Gemara now discusses two other cases of hektish betos as relates to the machza shekel. Hamarfer shikloi b'saber shu chayev, v'nimtza shein chayev, loy kodesh. Someone who designated funds for his machza shekel, but was exempt from this, as for example, he had already previously designated his shekel. All would agree that this money is chulin, as the money was separated in error. One who designated two half a shekels, thinking that he was chayev for two, and then realized that he is chayev only in one, the Gemara tries to prove from a similar case with chatas that the extra one would become a nedava, but in the end concludes that the shekel is not similar to chatas as we had said in our Mishnah, and therefore in such a case would in fact be chulin. The Gemara brings a pasuk that illustrates that in the time of Nehemiah, the Yidden wanted to reduce the value of the machzah shekel to a quarter of the sela, but the Bezdin of Ezra and Nehemiah capped the amount at a third of a sela. The pasuk says, "V'hemanu aleinu mitzvos losa shlishas hashekel b'shana la'avodas beis elokeinu." The Gemara further learns out from this pasuk that one should give tzedakah of one shekel at least three times a year, that we should not be matriach the tzibur more than three times a year with tzedakah appeals, that the kupot in which the lishka funds were put into were three saw each, that at each Trumas HaLishka, the funds would be deposited into three containers, and that the Trumas HaLishka was performed three times per year. The Gemara now brings several agadas about the Machza Shekel. Ze yitnu kala ivra al pikudim, Machza Shekel b'shekel HaKadosh. Behuda and Rav Nechemya both interpreted this pasuk. Because Bnei Yisrael sinned at the Egel, at Chatzais, midday, they must bring a Machzis HaShekel to atone for this. Because Bnei Yisrael sinned at 6 hours, they must bring a machzah shekel, which is worth 6 garmesin. Rabbi Shua said in the name of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, because Bnei Yisrael transgressed all of the aseres hadibris in the cheder egel, they must bring a half a shekel, which is worth 10 gerah. Rabbi Yachia and Rabbi Levi say in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, because the sons of Yaakov Avinu sold Yosef HaTzadik for 20 silver coins, each person must redeem his firstborn with 5 silver coins, which equals 20 dinar. Rav Pinchas said in the name of Reb Levi, because the 10 tribes sold Yosef HaTzadik for 20 silver coins, which each tribe receiving 2 silver coins, therefore each Yid must bring the Machzah Shekel to atone for this, which is worth 2 dinarim each. The next Mishnah continues the discussion on Meiser, surplus from various Kachem items. Meiser Shkal Mechulun. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, according to Beis Hillel, surplus of Asiris Su'eifa, Kinizavin, Kinizavis, Kiniyeldus, Chatois, Vashamis, all go to Nedava, voluntary Karbonis. Meisrav, Ayla, Shlamim, Mincha, or funds donated for Nazirim all go to the original designation. Meisher Pesach Lishlam, the surplus of a Karban Pesach goes for Karban Shlam. Shmuel taught in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Hefresh Shiklei V'meis Yiplin Nadava. If someone designated his half a shekel and then passed away, the funds go to Nadava. The Gemara brings the source for Meisher Pesach Shlam. The Pasuk states, V'im Menatzayin Karbanei Lezevach Shlamim, Kol Shubo Menatzayin Bo Shlamim. This would exclude Meisher Oila, which can also come as a cow. This would also exclude Meisher Ashem, which although it comes from Tzayin, it only comes from one type of Tzayin, namely Eilim. We do not learn out from a similar Pasuk that Meisher Pesach Oila, as we sooner compare Pesach to Shlamim, both items that are eaten, as opposed to Oila, which is completely burned on the Mizbeach. The Gemara quotes a statement that a Karban Pesach brought not on Pesach, Shaloi Lishmoi, becomes a Shlamim, but only if he intended to bring it as a Karban Shlam. Birchanan brings Rabbi Chanina's opinion that even if he had intentions to bring this Karban Pesach for any Karban, it still becomes a Karban Shlamim. Imen Atzayin Karbanu L'Zevach Shlamim, Kol Shehu Zevach Ba Shlamim. The Pesach brought Shaloi Bezmanei for any Zevach can then be brought as a Shlamim.